You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's time to say something that we have not been able to say for a few months. Let's talk some sports with Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Nothing like some ferocious book deadlines to keep a guy on virtual house arrest chained to his laptop. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Two books in 1 year, probably not my best idea, but worked out very well. Playing Hurt is out with John Saunders, and coming up next is the Great Halifax Explosion, which you probably haven't heard about, but you will,
wow.
I hope, very soon. November
Welcome 7th. Back to the land of the living.
The light is very bright here, yes.
And this is perfect timing with college football kicking off. So let's start with the big one happening this Saturday in Arlington, Texas, number 11 Michigan versus the 16th-ranked Florida Gators. And Michigan's got a pretty good, you know, tradition against the Gators going into this weekend's game, including the fact they beat them in the 2016 Citrus Bowl. So what are the two
leads? And they beat them in Lloyd Carr's last game, also Citrus Bowl, I believe.
There you go.
In 2008 would have been.
What are the tea leaves telling you to expect this weekend?
Wild, gunslinging, crazy game, because it's the first game. These are two top 20 teams. They're very talented. Both got serious coaching staffs. It's like the Michigan-Notre Dame game in the 70s and 80s when they did not play anybody else first. That is a crucial distinction because Bo said you always make the most progress during the year between the first and second game. Well, this is the first one, so you haven't made the progress yet. So you're going to see plenty of mistakes out there. The team that makes the fewest mistakes is going to win this one. Four gaffes versus six, by the way, four wins. So that's how it's going
to
break down.
Now, Harbaugh's been keeping things kind of close to the vest, getting this team ready. Are you hearing anything leaking out, like surprises maybe in the starters for Saturday's game?
No real surprises. Wilton Spate has all but been announced as the quarterback for the team, so he comes back for a second year at the helm. John O'Korn put some pressure on him and will be a close number two, I believe. But Spate knows what he's doing. He's got new receivers. Still, the offensive line is a question, but the defense at Michigan should be outstanding.
So how high should fans' expectations be for this 2017 edition of the Wolverines?
Should be or are.
There's an important distinction.
I think 10-2 is well within reach and maybe better, but you've got five big games. Florida is a wild card. Mm-hmm. Michigan State is always going to play you tough no matter what. Then you've got to play Wisconsin on the flip side, the other side of the division. That'll be a tough game. And, of course, Ohio State and Penn State's on the road. So there's five games. If you win three of those five, you've done pretty damn well.
All right. Well, let's go over to Michigan State hosting Bowling Green this Saturday. And that 3-9 season, what does Coach D'Antonio and the team, what do they got to do to shake off the hangover from last year?
Stay out of trouble. It is that simple. He's earned a lot of credibility, as well he should have, at Michigan State with great seasons, a phenomenal coaching job for a decade now at Michigan State, taking two- and three-star players, turning them into Big Ten titleists. It's a pretty amazing job. Off the field last year was a nightmare. I mean, all kinds of cases now underway, sexual assault, mm-hmm. the worst things you can imagine pretty much. But he's got also Mark Hollis, his AD, came out very strongly in his favor, handled the situation, I thought, very appropriately, as you and I have discussed, that he said, look, not lawyers, not PR men. Michigan State's my home. Your home has to be safe. Let's focus on that. So I think my theory is that D'Antonio's got all the rope in the world except for off the field. Nothing more off the field. With on the field, if you go 6-6, that's just fine. He'll get time to build it again.
I guess knowing that we've seen the normal attrition of players graduating, and certainly some have left the program under a cloud for disciplinary reasons, what do you think, given all that, is a reasonable expectation for Spartan fans going into this new season? I mean, you're saying 6-6, but what about the overall vibe?
The overall vibe is get back to blocking and tackling. That's what D'Antonio's teams do so well. They're not fancy. They're not flashy. They are fundamentally sound teams. They lost that last year. If you can show Michigan State fans who are not dumb fans, if you can show them honest blocking and tackling, they'll recognize it, and they'll understand that you're not going to beat probably Ohio State this year. You might not beat Penn State this year, but you should give some of those teams a real run and be in most of the games and certainly knock off the Bowling Greens of the world.
Got to ask you about the Broncos. After last year's great season, you had great players. You had Coach Jeff Fleck. Some of the players are gone, and, of course, so is Coach Fleck. So this Saturday night, Western Michigan's facing number 4-ranked USC in California. I'm seeing you just go, you're wincing.
This is a porcupine and a balloon. This is not going to go well. They lost a ton of talent from last year's team. The recruits they had coming in, Fleck took with him to Minnesota, which is at least a shade of gray. It's not illegal, but it's frowned upon, and certainly in the volumes that he did it.
There's kind of an aroma around all that.
Yeah, it burns a bridge, essentially.
Yeah.
And he did a great job at Western, so I guess, you know, fair enough. But Western Michigan's not got a lot going on. A new coach in Tim Lester. There won't be a bad team this year, but it won't be rowing the boat. Sorry.
No, rowing the boat.
And USC, cash the check, get on the bus, and go home.
Eastern had a strong season last year, made it to the Popeyes Bahamas Bowl, their first bowl invitation since 1987. We know they lost to Old Dominion, but you know they made it to a bowl game. Do you still maintain the school can't afford a Division I football team?
Yes, and here's the horrible thing. Look, hats off to Chris Creighton. The head coach did a phenomenal job. Heather Likes, the longtime AD there, did a great job. She's now at Pitt. So hats off. It can be done there. But the exception proves the rule that even with that season, the stands did not fill up overnight. The enthusiasm is not great. The costs have gone up, not down. And again, 10% of the undergraduate tuition goes towards athletics. So we've got people here at Michigan Radio whose kids go there, of course. Great school. So of your $10,000 in-state, $1,000 goes to athletics. I don't know how that can be justified.
This Thursday night, Central Michigan will host the Rhode Island Rams. You had 15 starters returning, but quarterback is a big question mark following the departure of Cooper Rush. We don't get to say Cooper Rush, our favorite name.
Anymore. We'll have to find a way to squeeze that in each and every week.
You got Cooper it. Rush. Cooper Rush. So what do the Chiefs need to do to make it to a third straight bowl game?
Stick back to their fundamentals. They've done a good job for the last 5 years, made it to a bowl game. They're winning 6 or 7 games per year, pretty much, which is not, you know, Sterling numbers, not Western Michigan numbers, but it's a solid program. When you're in the MAC these days, you've played 12 games, of course. 4 of them are out of conference. And those 4 are going to be teams almost always who are going to beat you. So you have to win 6 out of the next 8 just to be .500. That's the challenge now in the MAC programs.
Final seconds we have over to the pros. Lions had their third preseason game Friday night, lost to the Patriots and Tom Brady. 30-28. It wasn't a massacre. Are you encouraged by anything you've seen so far in the preseason?
Nope.
Oh, wow. That was fast.
Thank you. We're busy professionals. Jim Caldwell's a very nice guy. The players love him, the head coach. The family I know, the Ford family, whom I think the world of, they love him too. But he's not a top 5 or top 10 coach. He looks like a deer in headlights. He's not calling plays. It's kind of the Brady Hoke system, basically, and this does not work at that level.
Well, we'll watch that. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubacon, great to have you back.
Great to be back.